Nice cap.
Microphone.
Good defense. They're playing well.
What's your best advice to the incoming president?
Answer your question. Get a good team and do what he thinks is right.
President-elect, you've spoken about the economy, about problems with the economy. Are you going to inherit a recession from President Clinton? And President Clinton, what are your thoughts about that?
I really don't have any comments. I look forward to talking to the president. I'm so honored that he was extended his hospitality to me and my wife yesterday. He didn't need to do this, and I'm most grateful that he would do so.
Mr. President, what do you think about a recession?
Well, a recession is 2 quarters in a row of negative growth. I don't think we're going to have that. But we couldn't keep up 5% growth a year, you know, forever. So I think 49 of the 50 blue chip forecasters think that growth will be 2.5% or better next year. That'll keep on up on the low. But I think there'll be things to be managed. He'll have economic challenges, and you ought to give him a chance to meet them and not try to figure it all out in advance.
Are you going to
give general advice for the
No, I just told Helen, my only advice to anybody in this is to get a good team and do what you think is right.
Are you going to North Korea?
I have no decisions been made on that. We've been talking, our people have, about what we've attempted to do with North Korea. It's interesting, when I had this meeting 8 years ago with the president-elect's father, he told me that the biggest problem we were facing was the nuclear program in North Korea, and we were able to build on the work they had done and put an end to that. And now the big problem there is the missile program. We may have a chance to put an end to it, and if we can, I think we should. But this is something that I want to consult with the president-elect and his team about, and we'll see what the facts are, and I'll try to do what's best for the country.
Governor, I understand that you're not against him going. Is that right?
I haven't had a chance to talk to the president yet, Helen.
Well, we haven't talked about this.
What will you tell him is the biggest problem, Mr. President?
I want to talk to him. Not you. He can talk about that. I waited 8 years to say that.
Governor, are there anything you want to come to this house in your position now than what it was to the family?
It's vastly different. It's such a huge honor to come as the president-elect, and I don't think I really fully realize the impact until I swear in. I suspect the president will say the same thing. And I am humbled and honored. And I can't thank the president enough for his hospitality. He didn't need to do this.
Yes, he did.
I hadn't quite finished yet. And I'm grateful. And I look forward to the discussion. I'm here to listen. And the president is kind enough to offer some advice. If he is, I will take it in.
Are there questions you have for the president, sir?
If there are, I'm going to ask it in private.
Right,
and afterwards, not share them with you.
Thank you.
High energy moment.